This is Town Square 49 Radio. I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're making gourmet scrambled eggs with Heidi Dreigis, an Anchorage food blogger. Dreigis is an attorney by day and a cook the rest of the time. She really, really loves food.
Wherever there is like food, I will find it, like in nature. I have a friend who has this amazing raspberry patch. And I will stand there for hours. Last year I got stung by a bee. I will have scratches. It will look like I lost a fight with a cat, a rabid cat.
Dreigis's love for food seems to have always been there, but her love for cooking came later in life while she was in law school.
I would study all night. I was in the library all the time, and I just needed some kind of outlet.
Eventually, she started getting bolder with her recipes, and one evening decided to experiment with some fiddlehead ferns.
I made them up, and I tossed them with olive oil and salt and pepper, and they were horrible. They were inedible. I mean, they tasted like dirt.
But she kept cooking, and eventually her diligence paid off when one evening she brought a creamy tomato soup to a dinner party, the soup that would eventually become her first blog entry.
Everyone loved it. It was a delicious soup. It's very easy. It uses basically pantry staples. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just start with this. I went through several blog names and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And the thing that I kept coming back to was the Chena River. I mean, I grew up on Chena Hot Springs Road. So that's how I came up with the Chena Girl Cooks.
Since then, she's posted about 30 recipes on her blog, including some uniquely Alaskan ones like moose chili and rhubarb crisp. I dropped by Dreigis's kitchen on a recent afternoon to watch her put together her newest entry.
What are we making today?
I'm going to make scrambled eggs with goat cheese and herbs, which sounds weird a little bit maybe, but it's not. It's delicious.
Is it true that the greatness of a chef is measured through how well they cook eggs?
That depends on how much you like them when I cook them. So if they taste like crap, then no, it's not true at all. You just try to get them as fluffy as you can. And I get a big enough bowl so you get air in there. And I use a whisk. And you can do this if you have it. If you don't, worry about it. But I always add a little splash of... Some people add milk. I just add a little splash of cream.
Dreigis says the secret to good eggs is patience.
The proteins in eggs, if you cook them at too high a temperature, they get really tough. And they taste that way. And you'll see if somebody cooks eggs on high and really fast, I mean, they taste kind of tough. So if you start them low and slow, and then as they start to kind of cook together and pull together, then turn up the heat, add the salt towards the end, you'll have a lot more tender egg.
The real treat in this dish is the goat cheese, which Dreigis infuses with dill and flat leaf parsley.
So now I'm just going to shave off a few leaves of parsley and just smell that. I mean, it's just kind of almost really like... fresh and almost kind of citrusy. I love parsley. It's dark right now and we're finally gaining daylight, but food can get boring and food can get brown and kind of lame looking. And so I like herbs.
The recipe is actually pretty simple. When the eggs are done cooking, apply the goat cheese mixture.
I'm just going to add just a few dollops and just let it sit there on top of the eggs and soften. Cause the herb goat cheese mixture is still kind of cold. But it just jazzes up plain old scrambled eggs.
And while the cheese warms up, Dreigis toasts some bread and gives the plate its very own photo shoot.
I mean, I'm not a food stylist. I try hard, but in fact, what I might do with this is just see if that looks good in the background. I don't know if it will. That chair probably needs to move. But pretty as a picture.
And it tastes as good as it looks.
What do you think?
It's delicious.
Is it blog worthy?
Really creamy. Really moist.
Yeah. They're creamy, and then those herbs, I think, I just love it with that dill.
Dreigis mostly blogs about food for fun and to keep in touch with family. She isn't expecting fame anytime soon.
If 5 people read my blog, I would keep doing it. And 5 people read it. I don't know how many more than 5 read it, but it's... Chena Girl Cooks at Blogspot, or .blogspot.com.
And what does this chef have planned for the new year? Maybe something healthy.
Maybe I'll try to embrace the new year and everybody's resolutions and come up with some kind of lentil salad or, you know, quinoa parfait. I'll come up with something, although I would never make a quinoa parfait, just for clarification.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.